As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Mornings on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah.
Happy being alive day, everybody. Life is short. Let's have some fun. Appreciate you being with us. It's a thirsty Thursday. We will toast to the good stuff coming up in 20 minutes. Also, Mraz is slated to join us in studio coming up here this hour. So stick around for that. Damian Lillard finally got traded, but got dealt to the Milwaukee Bucks. He's going to wake up one day, February 6th, look out his window and be like, this doesn't look like South Beach. But if he wanted to win a championship, pretty good place to do it. And Giannis and Dame have been connected for a while, whether it was picking one another in the All-Star draft or Dame Lillard talking to GQ last year in 2022 about one day playing with Giannis. And those in Miami who thought it was a slam dunk Lillard was going to come to the Heat are a little upset.
My first pick going to be Damian Lillard.
Look, that surprised me too. No, you're not going to do him dirty here, are you? No, you're not.
Giannis has changed this weekend.
I think so too.
You know, he always talk about loyalty, being loyal.
I know who my team is.
All that stuff, right? So I knew for sure his first pick was going to be Drew. So I don't know what's going on with Giannis. Okay. You messed my whole draft board up now.
I'm sure to win.
If you were to pick a player that would help you win a championship, who would you pick? I would pick Giannis. I hope he would get to play with Giannis at some point. Those two would be a very, very nice combo. I mean, I would say just the dominance, you know, somebody that's, you know, going to get to the rim. He's a good playmaker, a good defender, disruptive. And the way he plays complements the way I play. I would bring something to the table that complements what he does and vice versa. Seamless.
Yo, NBA, man, y'all need to look into the Bucks for tampering. Y'all do. I'm just going to put that out there. Y'all didn't hear it from me, but I heard it through somebody. Y'all look at him for tampering.
So that's Jimmy Butler's Instagram, questioning tampering when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks. From a Bucks standpoint, slam dunk. Absolute slam dunk. It immediately makes them the betting favorite at Vegas to win the NBA championship. Now, note that last year, they also had the best record of the NBA. And then they flamed out in the playoffs, which is why Budenholzer ends up getting canned. And the Bucks have had great teams and great talent, great regular seasons, a centerpiece, future Hall of Fame MVP cornerstone, and have been the one seed a couple of times, and they've only won one title. And you can't say only, because even though the Bucks had not won one in 50 years, they've had a team good enough to do so in many regards for the last 5. For the Bucks, they become better. And even though Drew Holiday is one of the best two-way guards in the NBA, to bring in Dame Lillard is a next level. That unlocks a next level of Milwaukee if they can figure out how to play together, and that Lillard still has the special that has made him such a fan favorite among so many NBA fans, and specifically Portland Trailblazers fans. So tough to say goodbye to Jrue Holiday, but it's a deal you have to do. And Damian Lillard should, by joining Giannis and the Bucks, get such a boost emotionally and mentally out of this. Because as much as he tried, as much as he desired a title run in Portland, it was never realistic. They were never good enough versus any of those super teams in the West, specifically the Golden State Warriors, to win a title. That was just never the reality. And they've missed the playoffs the last 2 years. So it's even further today in Portland than ever before in his career. To go to Milwaukee, where day one you're the betting favorite to win a championship, and if you do not at least make the NBA Finals, it is a huge upset. He's got to just feel like, man, all my desires come true here. Miami, you could understand why that was desirable for him as well, but going to Milwaukee gives him a better shot to win. And as great as Pat Riley is, as great as Eric Spoelstra is, Jimmy Butler as the cornerstone plus Bam Adebayo does not equal Giannis and Chris Middleton. It does not. It does not even equal Giannis as a solo act. Lillard joining Giannis is greater than Lillard joining Jimmy Butler and Bam in Miami. Coaching's got to make it work in Milwaukee. Players got to make it work. It's not a surefire championship, but it makes total sense for Dame. It makes total sense for the Bucks. From a Heat standpoint, it's a big loss because, as we saw, they've got the tenacity, they've got the will, they've got the chemistry and the coaching, they've got everybody pulling the same direction to get to Eastern Conference Finals and NBA Finals. But running up against superior talent has undone them in the NBA Finals. And last year with Denver, it was readily apparent. What team could score almost at will? What team could create at will? And what team was trying to kind of put it together, MacGyver style? For the Heat, it might be more of the same, where the Heat are really well coached and really well organized and get to the Eastern Conference Finals, but run into a Bucks team that, you know, just is superior in talent. We'll see. But it is a big loss for the Heat trying to get to super team status. But it should also be noted that as splashy as this is, as great as it could be, making the Bucks the betting favorites is a slap in the face to the Nuggets. The Nuggets just won the NBA Finals and bring everybody back. We don't have to wonder if the chemistry works. We don't have to wonder if the coach can do it. We don't have to wonder if they can get through those rungs of the playoffs. I doubted it every step of the way until they did it. And now I'm not allowed to doubt it anymore. They've done it. Not that it matters who's the betting favorite, but the Nuggets should still be considered the best team in the NBA. I haven't gotten Pete DeBonnie's thoughts yet. As I mentioned at the top of the show, maybe you saw with the press release yesterday, maybe you saw on social media, I'll be leaving CBS Sports Radio after tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's the last DA show. The DA show will move over to SiriusXM's Mad Dog channel starting on Monday. Unfortunately, I can't bring Pete the Body and Bogues and Cap with me. So they will stay here as Maggie and Perloff will take over the morning show starting on Monday morning. So we heard from Bogues. Of course, I did my soliloquy, but we haven't heard from Mr. Pete the Body yet. Pete, how we doing?
Processing.
It's like when your computer just has that...
Windows 98 dial-up.
That time, the hourglass, and it just keeps flipping.
I'm on net zero trying okay. to access the internet.
Okay.
There are thoughts I have that I will keep to myself, that are better kept to myself. I said this on Twitter last night. It's just still shocking to me that we left Bob's Bar and that was it. That's the shocking part of this whole thing.
Yeah, because the Bob's Bar thing was so amazing.
That was our peak. What it turned out to be, that was our peak.
And we didn't know it at the time.
We did not know it at the time. Now, look, this is different because we all knew that Sean was bound to go to hosting, doing a little more hosting than producing.
Right.
Which is what he's doing now. As he gets lambasted by the entire New York market. So it's working out well for him. So this is shocking because I always equated you as like how Tony Gwynn with the Padres and he never left. So I never thought that we would see that day. So that's a little shocking to me.
Yeah. I know what you mean, man. I mean, I've been here for 11 years. I've worked in every single time slot, basically. So I've become synonymous with this network. So yeah, it doesn't make things easy.
The Grand Slam champion of of time slots.
I became Ernie Banks, basically hitting in every slot in the lineup over 20 years. Yeah, so that it does. And that's the thing about Bob's Bar is that it was so special, and I would love to recreate that in my new place. And that was one thing that the bosses there said we want to do. We know how much you cared about that. We know how special that was. That was amazing, and that was nice to hear. You know, you don't know if you can ever recreate anything. You try, you never know if it'll work the same way. But that day, and it was so beautiful and special that you're right. Like shortly thereafter was when Mraz left for WFAN and when management moved him over there. And then it was like, whoa, that kind of was jarring for all of us. And now you think 3 months later, there's not even the DA show anymore. It's hard to process for everybody. I said this before. Tomorrow we're going to have open phones for you guys. I certainly wouldn't want to leave and not give you a chance to say your piece. I would say this. If you're really upset today, I don't blame you one bit. If you're upset, angry, frustrated, I understand that. And I cannot be mad at that because I asked you to care about the show. I want you to care about the show. And then that means you cared about the show. I would just ask you to process a little bit over these 24 hours and then call up tomorrow because what I don't want is to disrespect this network with anybody calling up angry and saying, screw this, screw that. I don't want that. That's not fair to the guys that are here. It's not fair to Maggie and Perloff. It's not fair to the management here. They have been incredibly supportive of what I've done and what I wanted to do for 11 years, and I don't want to go out with D-aliens calling up and just firing and blasting. I don't think that's not how we operate. It's not how I want to operate. And I'll also just add this. Spike Eskin is our program director here on CBS Sports Radio. He took over 2 years ago. And I've talked to him through this thing. And last week when it appeared this is what was going to happen, I said, how would you like me to handle this? And in corporate America, especially in radio, there's a lot of sensitivities. There's a lot of messaging, there's a lot of positioning, there's a lot of framing, and I'm going to try to be as honest and authentic as humanly possible. It's kind of all I know, but as you might imagine, there's some things I can't say, I can't talk about. Pete just kind of alluded to that. But what he said to me will always ring very significant to me, and he said, I trust you. And to just have my boss trust me in this very delicate spot for 2 days, that means a lot. So I owe it to them to do this the right way. And that's why if you want to call in today and say, gonna miss you, love the show, you know, that's totally cool. If you're fired up and you're angry, I would just say, let's let it process for 24 hours and maybe tomorrow it'll be a little less angry. And I don't want anybody to call and be like, screw this, screw that, screw this. That's not right for how they're allowing me to go And that's not right for the guys that will still be here at CBS Sports Radio, who I love. I love these guys. And they'll always be, you know, my ride or die dudes. And, you know, I want to make sure that we're as supportive as we can be for them as well. And that's just the way that it's going to be. Jeff is in Omaha this morning here on the DA Show. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, DA. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Can I get a beam up?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I started listening on CBS Sports Radio here in Omaha, and I figured out the SiriusXM that I could listen to. The duration of the show while I was at work and everything. And I just want to say I was pretty excited for the way the direction the show was going with Pat Boyle and hopefully get the executive producer role and everything. And it's been a good ride for me, man. But I just want to let you know, best luck. And, hey, man, I'm coming with you. I'm coming with you over there at number 82.
That's very kind of you, Jeff. Thank you very much for those words. And, yeah, Pat's been great, man. I told him this last week when this finally got finalized at the end of last week. And I said, dude, you have done everything right to get this job. He has busted his butt to elevate his own game. He has gone above and beyond to book guests, to be organized, despite the one day that he came in because he overslept because he was sleeping at the U.S. Open.
Hey, man, what?
Aside from that moment, he's done everything right. And I won't have the say right now in who gets the executive producer job, as you might imagine. That's a management and Maggie and Perloff decision. So that's still to be decided. That's a decision TBD, not in the AM. That's a TBD. Well, I guess that is TBD in the AM, just a different version of it.
Huh.
But if it's Boyle, you guys are in good hands, man. I got nothing but respect for him. And whenever Boyle gets me laughing, I am genuinely laughing. I am genuinely very delighted and laughing because there's something about Boyle's delivery that always gets me. I think it's his intensity that I'm like. You doing the, was it the haka? You doing the.
Yeah.
Right. Sounds a lot like Patrick Mahomes getting fired up running through the tunnel. So it is a storyline to follow. Does Pat Boyle get this job? Dum dum dum.
And then I get up, come out, I'm like, let's go!
Pat, we'd like you to sit down with Maggie and Perloff and tell them your visions for the show. What's maybe some of your ideas that you can bring to the table in mornings?
Ring at Ahoya with Feral Marquette. Hey, hey, hey!
Dog!
Pat, you just seem to be yelling things and grunting.
You come off as a beta. You come off as a loser.
That's not very nice to say about Perloff. Can you please give us some type of actual vision or structure for how you would enhance the show?
I'm trashing my own junk.
Okay. All right. Are we done here, Pat? I can promise you.
Thank you.
Yes,
for...
yes, 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 yes.
Thank you for turning me into a caveman. You and Bilotti over the last 90 seconds.
Yes, 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 yes.
Dog.
Dog.
When we come back here on the show, it's a Thirsty Thursday, and I think Mraz is going to be jaunting through these studios here soon. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're toasting to the good life.
I feel alive.
We are feeling good and doing well.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
It's the DA Show's Thirsty Thursday.
Celebrating with some booskies.
Pat Boyle is in the executive producer chair this morning, and so he takes the baton first. Mr. Boyle, who are you toasting to?
DA, I want to toast you, man. I want to toast the show. Coming in and working on this show the summer of 2021.
Ooh, that was that long ago, more than 2 years ago.
Right? I believe that's what it was.
Sounds right.
Or maybe it was, I don't know. I have dementia anyway, so I don't remember the date and when it started. But when I started on the show, you guys, you know, you took me in. Shawnee and Pete taught me the ropes, how everything worked. I remember a couple of strip sacks and working on the show on the board one of the first times where I must have messed up like four times in the first 2 hours. And you guys probably thought, oh, geez, I got another moron working on the show. Throw this guy through the recycling bin. But, you know, I've said it before. Nothing has ever been easier to wake up at 4:30 in the morning for than this show. And just the way that you've kind of taken me under your wing and allowed me to be creative with the Canadian bacon and then doing tennis Wimbledon bacon. I just want to thank you, man, and wishing you the best of luck. And this show has been amazing. The listeners are the best. You're the best. And this has been like a perfect 4 hours of sports and morning drive and laughter every single morning. So toast to you, man.
Appreciate that. It's very nice.
Hashtag toast them.
Toast them. Mr. Pete the Body Bilotti, who you toasting to?
I am toasting to the D-Aliens.
Good one.
I'm toasting to them. We don't do any of this stuff without them.
Yeah.
I know a lot of you are divided right now. I, along with everybody else, we love you and want to tell you, you know, process it however you want to. There's a show here. There's DA Show. But we love everything you guys do for us, and that's the hard part of this whole thing.
Yep, no doubt. Toast them.
Booski!
D-Aliens, man. They mean a lot to us. Mr. Peter Schwartz is in the update chair today. Schwartz, who are you toasting to?
Well, not to sound like a broken record to everybody else, but this is obviously an emotional couple of days for everybody here. So I'd like to toast all the memories that this show, you know, created over the years, and remembering when I first found out I was going to do the overnight updates and reaching out to you on social media to say hello and how welcoming you were to everybody that you were working with for the first time. So I think that's the appropriate thing to toast, is all the memories that you helped create here at the network.
I appreciate that, man. Boogie. Toast. That's very cool. Do we have Bogus?
#toast
ready to roll. Bogus is joining us from the Casa de Bogues. Mr. Bogues, who are you toasting to?
Well, a quick toast to Boyle for letting his beta side come out there just for a second with his sweet toast. It's good to
#step
away from
toast
that
him.
Alpha tough guy act for a moment or two. But like Pete, I'm sitting here drinking out of, and I'm showing it to the screen now, a coffee mug which was hand-drawn with all sorts of show references on it. You and I got this when we were in Boise. The beautiful painting, drawing, whatever, that Kristen in Buffalo made for us is over here to my right. And like Pete said, if it wasn't for the audience, if it wasn't for the D'Aliens, you and Sean wouldn't have been together for this long. There wouldn't have been a show to bring to the mornings for me and Pete to join and have such amazing memories from. So as I tweeted yesterday, this is the best thing I've ever done in radio. It's going to be hard to be, probably impossible to be. That's because of you, DA, and Sean, and Pete, and Cap, and Boyle, and Schwartz, and Cassert, and everybody else. But most importantly, everyone that listened, that cared, and wanted us to be idiots for 4 hours every day. So, toast to everybody.
Booski!
Right on. My toast is to the type of people that CBS Sports Radio has attracted. We kind of, you know, we work in a business where there's a lot of ego, and there's a lot of paranoia, and sometimes people are entitled or a million other things. And CBS Sports Radio has just attracted really good people. You go down the list. I mean, everybody here at the network reached out to me yesterday and texted me or emailed me, called me, and just wished me the best and said nice things and whatever. And I just thought, boy, everybody in every time slot has their own kind of universe. And everybody is really great. I mean, the attitudes are really great. And in the face of some adversities, the attitudes are really great. And this show is very indicative of this. Me and Mraz were paired up, and Mraz had to work in this building part-time to get this job. And, you know, Mraz is one of my best friends after these 11 years. He just made me laugh every single day. Look, Pat Boyle walks into the doors, and Pat's work ethic and enthusiasm, exuberance is just so evident. We attracted a great person there. EJ, who has filled in for us. Bright, creative, smart, hardworking. We drew a really good person in here. We inherited, or they inherited us, Bogues and Bilotti. I mean, find a better update guy than Bogues. I dare you. Who writes as well as Bogues? Who writes as clever as Bogues? Who's as quick as Bogues? Who can be the professional, but also the jokester? Who can just basically write circles around almost every other anchor. He's amazing. Bilotti on this board with his drops, with his music selection, with how he maneuvers the sound of the show is he's brilliant at this. You know, Cap is brilliant at what he does. He's just a master. He's like a genius at what he does. Go down the list of people here, and it's extraordinary. So for the entire team here at CBS Sports Radio, the talent that just puts on great stuff every single day and cares about the product, and the producers or the engineers that care about the product, this goes back to us looking for a new executive producer. There's a lot of people in this building that wanted this job, and they were already on good shows. And we interviewed, or at least Pete and management interviewed a lot of people. I was kind of on the outside of that. But really good people kept coming up. It was like, that person's really talented. That person's got a great attitude. That person's got great ideas. So that's the secret sauce around here, is that we just keep attracting really talented people. And I got super lucky to be surrounded by a lot of them. So toast everybody.
Booski. #toast them.
All right, we got headlines now. We'll take toast throughout the morning from you guys, but headlines right now with Mr. Peter Schwartz.
DA will begin in Atlanta, where the Cubs and Braves went extra inning.
Winning run at second, the pitch. Swung on, rifle to right field, base hit. One hopper to Suzuki. Here comes Ronald. Here comes the throw. Braves win!
That was Joe Simpson on Braves Radio. Braves clinched the number one seed in the National League playoffs with a 6-5 win over the Cubs. You heard Ozzie Albies walk-off RBI single in the 10th. Earlier in the 10th inning, Ronald Acuña Jr. became the first player in Major League history to have 40 home runs and 70 stolen bases in one season. Acuña stealing second and tried to pull the base and did so out of the ground. That annoyed the Cubs announcers on Marquee Sports Network.
And we're really stopping the game.
Can we get the base after the game? This is pretty absurd. I mean, it's a hell of an accomplishment.
Totally, but you can't stop the game and want a highlight montage.
You're a little bitter, huh?
Understandably so. I mean, there is a time and a place, right, for taking the base. Does it have to be in the middle
Ricky
of the game?
Ricky Henderson took it out of the, when he broke the stolen base record, he took it out of the bat.
You're right, but I don't think that was organized. Wasn't that just a him thing? That was Ricky doing his own thing?
We have a parade for him, though.
Yeah. Deal with it. Come on. It's a fun moment in baseball history. It's never been done before, and, you know, don't let him steal the base, you know? It's
like, Bogues, where would Bogish at the plate stand on stop of the game last night for 40-70?
I'm shocked. Like, and that's John Shambi, I think, who's a real fun guy. He's not the get-off-my-lawn type. I'm stunned to a news that he was that bothered by this, unless that montage was like 8 minutes long. What was the big deal?
Well, I think
I'm lost on this one.
I guess maybe that the Cubs have been losing recently, right? And so maybe
they're just salty. That's possible.
Yeah, he's just generally salty.
Definitely tired of the Braves.
Yeah,
like everybody else.
Seiya Suzuki dropped a pop up to lose the game the other night, and then they once again lost in extra innings last night. So the Cubbies are watching this happen, and Ronald Acuña's having a parade thrown for him. And it's like, hey, we're trying to make the playoffs. Here.
Right. We're trying to make the playoffs, and you guys are having a happy, fun time with stolen base.
I seem to remember, but I think it was a Monday night game, Jets and Raiders. Didn't Tim Brown break a record and they stopped the game?
I don't know.
The Jets were mocking it in practice that following week, but Tim Brown did something. I can't remember what the record was, but it was a receiving record, and they stopped the game in the middle of the game to acknowledge it. It was a Monday night. I want to say, 2001, 2002, somewhere around there, and they stopped the game. And should they have stopped it? And the Jets, I was covering practice that week, and the scout team completes a pass in the middle of practice, and two other Jets drive a golf cart onto the field, and they mock. Come on, it's just a little fun. In Cleveland, the Guardians beat the Reds 4-3, final home game for the retiring Guardians manager, Terry Francona.
I'm going to be rooting like hell for these guys. Might be in a rocking chair or something. Hopefully be on the golf course, but I will never not root for these guys. I love these guys, man. This has been 11 years of good.
Francona retiring after 23 years as a major league manager, two World Series titles. It's amazing how he is looked upon as a manager now all these years later, because I remember leaving Fenway Park after covering Game 3 of the 2004 ALCS, and the Yankees won that game, was it 19-8, something like that, and they're up 3-0. We know what happened after that. Mm-hmm. But I remember listening to Red Sox post-game shows and call-in shows that night on multiple stations. He's a terrible manager. Get rid of him. He's awful. And I just, like, I'm listening.
Now he's a legend.
Now he's a legend. He didn't even win a world championship in Cleveland, and he's beloved.
Yeah. No, he's been great.
He's probably going to get in their, wall of honor, whatever, someday, I would think.
Yeah, he's been great.
Tremendous and a great ambassador for the game of baseball. Now to Seattle. Astros look to pad their wild card lead.
0-1, breaking ball, and that's hit high in the air, pretty deep to left. Kelnick is back on the warning track, at the wall. See you later! Wow. Into the Astros bullpen for Martin Maldonado. And the Astros lead is 8-3 on Maldonado's 15th homer.
Wow. three certain things in life: death, taxes, and Bilotti throwing and John Sterling getting hit by a foul ball when I'm filling in doing updates. Robert Ford on Astros radio.
Three people got hit there.
Astros beat the Mariners 8-3. Astros now lead the M's by a game and a half for the last American League wildcard spot. Week four in the NFL kicking off tonight at Lambeau Field. The Lions visiting the Packers. Lions head coach Dan Campbell on the challenge of playing at Lambeau.
It's a new season. We know we can win out there. We've done it before. But you got to go earn it. It's not going to be given. It's going to be a... It'll be loud. You know, it'll be a tough environment. They're playing good, so here we go.
And
there's no turds here.
Kickoff tonight at 8:15 Eastern Time. Blockbuster trade, the NBA yesterday. The Bucks landing Damian Lillard from the Blazers. The Blazers getting Drew Holiday in that trade. They're expected to try and unload him. A soccer last night. Houston beat Inter Miami 2-1 in the U.S. Open Cup Final. Lionel Messi did not play DA for Miami because of an injury.
I'd like to have a cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I can go for one right now.
Thank you, Schwartz. Sure. When we come back here on the show, Merez has entered the chat. DA, CBS Sports Radio. Hugh Janis, Kent McKay, Tyler Cicala all have 12 of the first 16.
What was Hugh's last name?
Hugh Janis.
Oh, okay.
Sheldon Sparks. Oh.
Yo, you just got it on a second read?
Hugh. Well, I'm mispronouncing it. It's last name Janis. Hugh Janis. Thank you.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Happy Thirsty Thursday to you. A very special guest, as you know him as Meraz, they know him as Sean Morash, has entered the building, sitting down after blotting himself of the sweat on his moves during the last commercial break, or during last segment, and of course, Cap had the cameras rolling. You feeling okay now?
I'm feeling wet. I'm feeling moist. One might call me a moist pork. I had to walk about 14 blocks because of subway delays, and yeah, the big old engine was running in my back, and now I got one of those swampy backs. So, you know, anything. I didn't realize there was anything going on here. I thought Boyle maxed out at Magic Johnson yesterday and ran out of guest ideas. Turns out you're
EJ.
Yeah.
EJ actually was our producer yesterday. But it is hard to take a victory lap on that because every show apparently on CBS Sports Radio had Magic Johnson.
The car wash.
I noticed. In fact, our producer on our side said we didn't get Magic Johnson today.
I walked out of the newsroom. I'm like, yeah, Magic Johnson said he's better than Steph Curry. And Gelb was like, yeah, I was surprised he opened up. We're gonna tape him here in a little bit. I was like, okay, you got him. And he's like, and I think Ryder's got him. I was like, oh, and Ryder's got him. And he goes, and I think Megan Perloff are taping with him too. I was like, is every show having Magic Johnson on the network?
That is very reminiscent of the first year of CBS Sports Radio, which was everybody having the same guest on over and over again.
How's it going down there? We play your clips sometimes. We can't believe how angry people are.
A lot of anger.
We played BT's unkillable rant.
Yeah.
We have played Tiki getting mad at Beningo.
It's been that. Yeah. There's still some iciness to hear this week.
What's going on? Is it the Jets?
What's going on? Yeah. So, I mean, is the New York embargo up? Am I allowed to talk about this?
Yeah. We've lifted everything.
Okay.
It's very lax around here.
Yeah. By the way, DA will be heard in New York on Mad Dog Radio coming up on Monday. Well, I think a couple things happened. I think much like you're probably getting from some of our audience, people reacting to change over there. So they had a new lineup come in on top of the baseball teams both being, for lack of a better term, cheeks, as the kids like Pat Boyle would like to say.
Oh, Pat, what does that mean?
I like cheeks. They suck.
Okay, and that's butt cheeks?
Yeah, like their ass, their cheeks. So that's very lingo now. You have like a baseball town with no October baseball on the horizon. Then the hype train of Aaron Rodgers, where Jet fans sold their soul and said, this is it. This is finally our time, only to have him not even complete a pass before he's out for the year. And then a sprinkling of the 1-2 Giants who lost 40-0 to the Dallas Cowboys. And I think there's a lot of tension between all of us on air that are going, oh my God, does anybody want to listen to New York sports right now? Combined with listeners who are naturally angry as New Yorkers, now even more angry that they're not getting what they want as sports fans, and then even more angry that they think the new FA and lineup, including me, is, quote, cheeks.
So you're cheeks too.
I think I'm cheeks. Okay. I mean, I personally don't view myself as cheeks, but several of them think I'm cheeks.
Now, we've had a few listeners point this out. You have been an agitator for years.
Yeah.
You have loved to agitate, and now you're getting it back full guns ablaze. Do you feel like this is karmic?
Yes, because when I agitated here, the people were so nice that it would be like, like, wow, okay, he just got that one guy. I agitate over there, and it's 500 people back in my face that are better at agitating than me. And what I've learned more than anything else since leaving the show for 2 months is that I am the biggest coward on planet Earth.
Is that right?
Yeah, and that I will continue to throw my Twitter grenades or whatever, but... Yeah, I can't hang with, like, some of these vicious, vile people on social media. They're far better at agitating than me, and I've definitely curled up into a ball in bed and cried at night. At
I like Juan Pierre on Twitter, who is basically sending death threats to you.
Yeah, my mom has put together a list of 12 people that she feels I should block on social media. I'm like, well, I'm not blocking anybody. Then that shows I'm kind of soft, and she's like, it doesn't matter. They're going to come after the family. And I'm like... Let's relax. I mean, let's relax. She thinks Bob's Bar is going to be under siege now.
By Juan Pierre's burner account?
Exactly. 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 But things are getting better.
Nancy has still listened to us and has been in the Twitch chat under the headline or during the handle, not doing Bob things or doing Bob things.
I'm not doing Bob things.
I have to explain to you guys. I wake up around 8 a.m. every day. By far the biggest perk since leaving the show. She is, I don't know if it's an alarm set, a natural body alarm. She is up at 5:58 every morning to watch this show on Twitch and interact. And I will have basically an essay written on what's happened for the first 2 hours of the show in my text messages arrived when I woke up. So DA said this, Bogus said this, Pete said, and I wake up, I'm like, all right, Mom, I'm going to put on a show. Like, I don't need the blow-by-blow. So anything that I have missed, my mom has alerted me to, whether it's about me or whether just general topics. I don't know what she's going to do with herself come Monday.
Nancy truly is the best. And so I feel terrible leaving her because, yeah, this has become part of her routine. Don't want to let her down. Got to figure out if there's a way to combine the forces at Bob's Bar next summer. I don't want to invite myself over there, even though I've done that
for the entire country for multiple years.
But maybe there's just a way... Even though you're gone, even though I'll be gone, maybe there's a way to just get everybody at Bob's Bar again and just have a party.
I've thought of this. I think the move is a Saturday reunion on YouTube.
Oh.
A little live stream on YouTube.
Oh, not even on the radio.
Not even on the radio. Costs nothing to anybody. All of us are in different places. Fans of everybody, an annual reunion.
Ooh.
Broadcast live a Saturday 10 to 1, let's say. And then we're partying on a Saturday. This way we're all off. Little idea I cooked up.
Ooh, that's a good idea, guys. That's a really good idea. Because then we don't run into any corporate interference.
100%. Yeah, but, and this is what's always weird about corporate. You're over there, I'm over here, Pete's over there. It's like, are we supposed to be acting like friends, talking like friends in this industry? But no, you can't tell us what to do on our day off.
So, a Saturday in the summer.
Yeah.
Maybe early summer to kick off the summer.
Yeah.
We get together at Bob's Bar. We invite everybody that we have as listeners on any of the stations or on social media, and we just do hijinks and ridiculousness. We'll have some music at Bob's Bar. Everybody gets to hang out.
Right. And you don't have to do it at 6 a.m. so Bob and Nance aren't as freaked out about the sound in the neighborhood. And then I got news for you. A lot easier to book live music at 1 or 2 in the afternoon on a Saturday than it is early morning on a Friday.
I will drink early and then protect DA from trying to get made out with by Knockout Neil and anybody else.
And then as it grows, maybe we all kind of bring our new friends. You know, you bring, you know, Babchick, I'll bring Tiki, and, you know, Pete brings Maggie, and, you know, everybody becomes one happy family.
Ooh, this is a good idea. I'm glad that you thought of this.
I'm an ideas guy, DA. I've said that for years.
You've always been an ideas guy.
Always been an ideas guy.
And so, and you do it on YouTube so that those that can't make it can still be part of it and watch.
That's where Cap still comes into play, because do I know how to go live on YouTube? No. But I'm hoping he does.
So how are you feeling after hearing this news?
I'm sad. I'm sad because one of the things I was looking forward to the most, and I've been doing, is I get to just sit back and be a fan of the show. And I was so in tune, especially with this writer's strike that's coming to an end to the producer search. Like, I couldn't wait to see how that shook out. Boy, I'm sorry. I guess you lose. I was into that. I was into just the show moving forward.
Boyle's not laughing.
I know. I was into AI Mraz I've enjoyed. I'm like, wow, this guy does better food picks than me. But now hearing you broke up, it sucks. It sucks because... You know, we were all a family. We've gone over this numerous times, but just knowing that, you know, I wake up in the morning, it's like I'm getting ready for work to come in the afternoon. Pete and Bogus are doing a brand new awesome thing with Maggie and Perloff. You're going to be off with new friends, and it's just, it's so weird. It's like we all went away to college together forever, and now we're all going back home, and we all have social media and text, and we'll get together every once in a while, but like now we really don't see each other every day.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. Now, you got to see Bogues a little bit, right?
I see him basically every day for at least 10 minutes.
Okay.
So, quick chat up, how's it going, what's up? But, you know, it's not like we're sitting there having a beer.
Yeah. Yeah, what Pete was saying was it's just hard to process that, like, the Bob's Bar thing was, that was the send-off peak and we didn't even know it.
I know. To think about what, I said this, I think, to D. Celestino out in the newsroom. We went from the biggest Bob's Bar bash we've had yet. I mean, Gordon in Vancouver, I think, just boarded a flight to leave home. within the week I was leaving the show, to we didn't even get out of football season. I mean, I haven't even put the cover on the pool. Think about it, the pool was open for me to fall in. The cover is not on, and the show is ending as we know it. It's insane.
Yeah, you're right. That's the hard thing, like Pete was saying, to process just the speed of which everything. And we just, we had no idea at Bob's Bar that it would all kind of.
And you guys having babies and paternity leave in the midst of all of this?
Except, remember when you left, I did say that the last calendar year has felt a little bit like The Last Dance.
You did, yeah.
Not because I'm comparing us to a dynasty, but just because a calendar year from today, like October, or let's just say June 22 to June 23, everything clicked on all cylinders, and I just was like, it can't go on like this forever because it's so good. Every day is so good. It is so magical. It is so funny. You're just like, when you live in this business, you know it's so combustible. You know people move on. You know that things get fired or there's layoffs or there's a new ownership or something. And I was like, it can't just be this good forever because nobody ever gets this. I guess I was always a little paranoid that, you know, the best thing will be taken away sometimes. And like, then Bob's Bar was kind of it was like us winning the 98 finals.
It was. We should have put cigars in our mouth. No, you're right. It hasn't been a year since you said that to me. That, you know, it's, whatever this is, let's just have a great year.
Pat getting oiled up by Gordon was kind of like Jordan's final shot. Gordon had his hand raised.
By the way, it hasn't even been a full year since we had Ben Franklin on the show.
Radio Faux Week.
I mean, our churro guy bailed. I was handing out churros. That's not even a calendar year ago.
It's like, what, 8 months ago?
Yeah. You almost melted the studio. You could say that was the turning point.
That wasn't me. That was Pete.
Was the turning point when you tried to make bacon in the studio?
I almost thought about bringing the griddle back in today. Speaking of The Last Dance.
Good day to do it.
So Mraz is with us all day long now, so we are going to try to get to the bottom of this. What's the number one of the 12 DAs ever?
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.